So a devotee.
And in this connection, I want to say, the one Jyotishi, he told that there is a rumor that the planets are coming in this position. This is not so serious because it happens, such things happens now and then, and very recently also it happened like 37, and some of the minimized the rumor. No, so serious. 2 or 3 years ago, there was another remark like that. So much so that I came out there. The earthquake will come and the whole thing will be demolished. Then I removed myself to this room. And if there's such a vehement earthquake comes, then I shall go and stand under the tree. So somebody must come. Then when Khrushchev sent atomic energy towards Cuba, perhaps, to make a base there, and that was perhaps Kennedy was the president. He told them, no, I shall oppose it. I don't like that so close to America in Cuba, the Russia will build an atomic base. So rather I shall oppose him in the ocean. So Kennedy sent his man of war or something, maybe, to oppose Russia. But anyhow, the good sense awakened Khrushchev, and he ordered to come back. At that time also, it was thought the most acute time has come, and the atomic war is going to begin. I thought, so many things that thinking, I thought I shall enter the temple with Tulasi and close the doors. The whole atmosphere will be polluted, but I shall enter the temple and with Tulasi. Tulasi. Because the oxygen will be spoiled. So no oxygen to take to breathe in. So Tulasi will be there. The trees, they leave oxygen. Go, Hari Bol. So underground towns are being constructed now for atomic war. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. But to get out of this, this the world of flesh, blood and the flesh and the bone, we are in danger. We are more in danger when we live in this cage. If we can live outside of this cage, no fear. In danger only this, the fleshy body, that is in danger.
It's an atomic body. This body is an atomic body. Atomic bomb.
Atom body.
It's atomic.
It attracts atom.
Yes, it's made of atoms.
They kill me. Kill me. The body is always inviting the death. Come to me. Come to me. This body means invitation to the death. So dear body to us, but our real welfare, that to get out of this body and may not enter this body, which is so favorite to us at present, to have his association. with his association I am dying. I am in danger. And this body is only an outer product. The mental body is responsible for everything. We can see in our dream that body. That body. There is a country where those bodies move and live. And there is government also. They are also dealt with. Happy three lok, generally, and according to Hindu Shastra, the departed souls, they live in moon. Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Dakshinayan means it passes from the body but again to return to this side. That is their karma. The mental body is of such quality that it will again come back here. So they, after death, they go up to moon to rest, take rest for some time there. And there is arrangement in the Shastra to send something, some food to them. In their name, it is offered and given to the sadhus, brahmins, cows in this way, and they get the food thereby. They have left their energy here, and those that are heirs take position after his departure, his own accumulated energy, they should offer something to them. And by the process of mantram, it is as in such subtle company is there. If it is done under such direction, they will have to reach to that place, to the departed soul. That subtle body of the departed soul is supposed to stay there, and it will be taken there by the process of mantram. The rishi, there is a company. The company will looks after that affairs to transmit it to them. And they, in their own, according to their necessity, they will get that food sent from here. Just as if I sent a rupee here, money or the MO, that may be converted into dollar in America through the exchange. So whatever I shall offer, that will be converted by that company into the necessary need wherever he is living. They will send them there. That is generally Chandra Loka. And their fortnight, their day, two fortnight, one, the increasing according to the increment of the moon.
Crescent. Waxing and waning moon.
Black and?
Waxing, waning.
Black
and waning. Then, dark and white.
That is the waning, the growing moon, that is their day. And the fading moon, that is their night. So, Pokkha, it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also, that day and night, 1 month, day and night, in Chandra Loka. And those whose karma is not to take him in again here, earth is the center, moon is revolving the earth. They go to Uttarayan towards the sun, crosses the limit of the attraction of the earth and passes into the Mahasunna,
the great void,
something. Great. Crossing the attraction of the art, they pass its transcends and go somewhere else to have their life nearby the sun. Uttarayana. Suryamam, that is more light, and Chandraloka is dependent light, and it is circumambulating this earth, but the sun is above earth, and light, more knowledge, representing. So, beyond the boundary of the earth, goes away, never to return on this earth again, those subtle bodies. That is Uttarayana, and this is Dakshinayana, Asmat Avartati Puno, and that this earth forever goes to somewhere else, according to his karma, to live there. But we are asked to have our direction through the sun, through the light, through knowledge. Jyotirabhantari rupam atulam shramasundaram. This is a relative direction. Light. What is light? In proper, light is knowledge. Knowledge is light. Ignorance is darkness, really. So, piercing the light, that is knowledge, we shall try to find some Sham Sundara, green land, a green person with a green land. Jyotirabhantari rupam atulam shyam sundaram. The green beauty. Sham Sundara means green beauty, personification of green beauty. We have to try to seek through the sun, through the light. That is the remote direction to us by the revealed mantra of the Devas. Go, light. Avoid darkness, welcome light. But light is the representative of knowledge. And the knowledge, tackle the knowledge in such a way that you can find a figurative, a cosmos. A cosmos which is very beautiful and which is evergreen. Ishore, green, shyama, sundara, satyam sivam sundaram. That is mangalam, that is kalyanam, that is good, and that is beautiful. Anandam. We are given such direction. Direction in a symbolic way. Symbolic way. We are far from that to a person of the remote place. Some symbolical expression is extended in this way. Hare Krishna Gaur Hare Gaur Hare. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam in Gayatri Dvedamata. Only one sentence containing the whole Vedic truth. That is Gayatri. What is that? Bhur Bhuvasa Tat Savitur Varinnam. Different stages of physical experience you are in the midst of. Gross, then subtle in this way. Different stages of conception of gross things. Gross to subtle. Tat savitur, then categorical change. Whatever is divulging to you the material, gross and subtle, the whatever is making conscious of the gross and the subtle experience. Catch that light, which is showing. Light does not create a thing, light shows the thing. So, the knowledge swing. So try to achieve that knowledge which is swing. That is, go to the subjective aspect of things. Try to catch the shore. That is consciousness. Not the what is being shown. Not that. But who is swing. Try to pierce that subjective enter there. If possible. Possibly you can come. There we find what is showing Shobhita, that is which is giving birth to all these material experience, the light. Light. Light when the sun is giving birth to all this by sending his ray. So the Shobhita, the subject, the universal subject, that is helping your dependent subject to see and have experience of this world. Try to connect with that. Shavitu varanyam bhargo. Then some respectful, reverential cause. Try to trace. Varanyam, what is showing to you that grand general subject. Try to diverge, try to pierce through to find the world on the transcendental side, other side, higher side, upper side. And there we find Varanyam, that is Varaniya Pujya, that is a venerable world. Here the question of submission and devotion comes in. Not only light, not only knowledge, but there we find that a venerable plane is on the other side, which we should serve, we should worship, we should respect. Such world is on the other side. Varanyam bhargo means that is all knowledge, but mixed with veneration or devotion, dedication, is worship, that nature, that world. Devusha, Dhimahi. And we should try to exert our all nuts of conscious self to the Bhagavad Devusha, Mane, his divine personality. Deva means the root meaning of Deva, who is very beautiful and who is full of past tense, dynamic character, not static. Beauty and vilas, lila. Lila, sundarja, sundarja, beauty and lila, deva means. And he is bhargo, he is paraphernalia of venerable and knowing substance. Deva shodhimi, dhiyo yona prajodaya. And if we try to, with this venerated knowing faculty, you can use, and you will enhance that. If we can engage ourselves in that endeavor, and the reaction we shall get for that sort of work, that it will increase our capacity to go more and more higher in that direction. Bhargashwadhin, dhiyo yona prachodaya. Our capacity will be increased as the reaction, not any other remuneration for that sort of campaign or endeavor. This is the substance which is given, which is within Gayatri, that is considered to be the mother of the whole revealed truth in nutshell. Gayatri. In Bhagavatam, dhamna srena sada nirasta kuhakam svattam param dhimahi. Here also Gayatri says dhimahi. Dhimahi means chidanushidam. That is, Chidanushilam, the spiritual cultivation. Chidanushilam, Dhimahi. And in that stage, it will be venerable spiritual cultivation. Anushilam. And the Satyam Param Dhamna Sena Sada Nirasta Kuvakam. By the halo of that that noble substance, the whole misunderstandings will be cleared, and we shall have the connection of the real truth as a whole. And we shall be blessed by the higher consequences of our attempt. If in that direction it is guided. Satyam param dhamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. That is the realm of prajnana, vijnan prajnan. Prajnan in the mystic, higher, unintelligible, conscious experience. Prajnan. Vijnan prajnan. Prakrishtagyan. Proper knowledge. And this is improper knowledge, defective knowledge. Proper prakrishta purna, real knowledge, is prajnan. And the universal characteristic. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
One question also I have is...
Konu rājan indriyavān mukunda charanam bhujam nu bhajet sadvatu mrittu upāśya mamaru uttamayi. Bhagavat gives direction that why do you seek danger in the factor of history and geography? You are always surrounded by danger. You have to think that you are always surrounded, not feeling geographical distance or time distance. Independent of that, we are covered with danger always. Kunu rājan indriyavān, upāśya mamaru uttamayi. Kunu rājan indriyavān, mukunda charanam bhujam no bhaje sarvato mrittu. Mrittu, the highest danger is all around us. We are covered. We are in a close space of danger. Everywhere danger. Sarvato mrittu. Everywhere there is death. Everywhere there is death. We are surrounded by dying conception. Every moment changing, every so many cells dying, coming, going in this. We are in the land of death, and death has closely covered us. If we are conscious, we have the eye to see that. Not far off, not in a particular time. And very little intense or little thin. But we are always close under the cage of the danger. The danger of different types. Still, dhatkaroshi jadasnasi jadjuhoshi jadasi jadjattavasi dhatkurushya madhatpanam. We are in a particular level of our thinking. We shall utilize our present knowledge to its best. I shall run there. There is another example. One gentleman took a patient to a good doctor. Examine this. He is sick, very sick, and it seems to be very bad disease. that physician, he looked after the man who is taking the patient to him. That is, noted glance. I am not the patient, sir. He is the patient. Examine him. No, no. His disease is very lifelike. But I find that you, within 6 months, you must die. I see, I am saying that to you. No, no, I am all right. What do you say? Not so. His disease is nothing. But your disease is serious. So physician, cure thyself. But in that business, the guru, the best thing, whatever my guru is order, I shall do that. Well, I am some vigyapan, means advertisement, to secure a sycophant of a nawab. Advertisement having given notice, and so many persons came to get the service of a sycophant. What is sycophant? Another, any English? Flatterer.
Flatterer, yes man.
Yes man. So many persons have come. Then the Nabab, the Badshah. What is the whimsical king? What is the appropriate term? Whimsical king. He is examining them. Jabhiv is there. Oh, you will be able to do the service. Yes, sir, I shall be able. I don't think that you will be. No, no, I shall be able. Oh. And in this way, he is putting questions to men. Then he put questions to another man. Will be able to do this difficult service? Yes, sir, I shall be able. I think you won't be able to. Yes, I also thinking that I may not do. You are the fittest man. Yes, man. And he says, when the Nawab says that you won't be able to do, he says, no, no, I shall be able to do. But he rejected. So, he is introducing a patient, but he is more greater patient. Psychopath. What should I do? King karma ki makarmeti kabayopatra mohita. Even the erudite scholars fail to understand what is the duty and what is not duty. King karma ki and king akarma. What should I do and what I should not do? Mujjanti yat suraya. The great scholars fail to understand the way. So it is best to obey the order of the higher authority in the spiritual line. That's sarvam guru bhakta purushu chanjata. Whatever necessity is extended to me from the upper quarter, I shall do that. Whether I shall run to Japan or I shall sit tight in the room, the higher instruction, Chaitya Guru, I must be sincerely seeking after his instruction within, and I shall do that. Do that. What is what? The physical death is not death proper. Forgetfulness is the real death. Forgetfulness of the Lord. That is death proper. The underlying principle of death is such. Wherever I be, a tree or a mosquito or a fly or worm or anything, if I am in Krishna consciousness, I am healthy, I am wholesome. We have to measure things, good or bad, by that standard. By that standard. The physical death is not death only. The higher death, non-physical higher death, that is. The Mother Teresa said, the mental crippled, they should also need much help. So physical crippling, that is only not the lookout for service. The mental crippled are many, really diseased persons are they that are mentally diseased. And they are everywhere in different ways. We are to dispel, we are to help the mental crippled, the mentally deaf, the mentally buried. They are buried in ignorance. The body is not the all-important thing, but really mind is more important thing. What to do? Whom to help? To help the soul, not the mind, not the body. Soul is incarcerated. The party is there. These are not party. They are all cages, dresses. So dress is going to be changed. Does not matter much. The fleshy death is going to be changed. That does not, not a great thing. But the minds, crippled minds, Krishna Vimukh Jeev, conscious, God consciousness less Jeeva, that should be the heat of our object. I am Asiddha, to purify me and to purify those that are encased in mental cages. Closed in mental cages. Our lookout should be from that standpoint. Who is to be helped? Who is to be helped? Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
This question, another question. The living entity comes into the material world from the spiritual world.
From the spiritual world?
Yes.
So who says so?
It said, but when the living entity gives up the service of
difficult,
Krishna.
Difficult point. Where from it comes, there is tatastha shakti, marginal potency. Generally it has been told. And those that are, comes from spiritual, they are so upcoming. And they can go there. They have the spiritual body, they come here, there is a show. They are inhabitants of that plane, they come and they go to a higher plane. They come into the lower plane of their own accord or by the direction of their Lord, and they can go finishing his engagement, his duty. But those that are in bondage here, where from they come? That should be the question, is it not? What do you know?
Isn't the Krishna Bully say Jeev? When the living entity forgets Krishna, then he
Krishna Bully say
Jeev. The Krishna Bhuri, that does not mean the Krishna is on the side, missing him, he is coming here from the marginal potency. He is comes generally this side. Krishna Bhuri, forgetting Krishna, that on the other side, unmindful of that, their misfortune, unfortunately, coming this side. But on the other side, there is Krishna. And that is the purpose of the expression. Krishna Bhuri Shai Jeevanadi Bhajmo.
The living entity is the superior energy of Krishna, Jiva Bhuta.
Everything also. Everything is energy of Krishna, but there is condition. Where he has come, that is also belongs to Krishna. In the absolute sense. And the relative, that is Maya, and that Maya, ignorance. Ignorance, Maya, misunderstanding. Krishna is there, proper understanding and the misunderstanding. Both exist. And the meeting point of the negative, positive, there is a meeting point. The water and the earth, the gas and the water, the heat and some margin, and the job, the difficulty with the marginal position. Neither air nor ether, but the meeting point. Transformation, one can go to another. So a stage, a marginal stage of transformation, we have to understand. And that is the difficulty.
The living entity is never born and never dies.
But yes.
So, and he has come into this material world at some point, although it's since time immemorial. So, before coming to this material world,
This is relative, immemorial. But the time, the factor of this material space and time, he enters into this material thought, thinking, and then the space and time and the form of material thinking comes and captures him. So anadi, this is before space and time. Space and time is a form of thought. So before coming into such consciousness, he has no sense of space and time. Just when you are in deep slumber, profound slumber, sleep, no consciousness of space and time. Whenever you come to awake, you are come in the realm of space and time. But how do you come? Can you trace it? The fine stages from deep sleep to awakenment. Can you trace them? But still it is there, vague. No consciousness in some sleep, but when you awake, you come to consciousness. And then space, time, things, body, paraphernalia, all this. But can you measure there? That is the example that has to be applied there also. The transformation, one to another, consciousness. But so subtle, it is very difficult to measure. The microscope, and then that microscope, you can apply that in the factor of time. So telescope, microscope, and so many in the space and time. You see that in your own experience, how from sleep you come out. But how can you trace that? That you may apply in the general case. It is achinta, unintelligible by our present capacity, beyond our capacity. But still it is there, it is the fact, we can't ignore. That from nothing we are coming to something, we can't ignore. And it is being repeated daily. Daily experience, but that is unintelligent. So apply it in the bigger case. How the birth and death is transforming, goes, hurry, goes, hurry, goes, hurry, goes, hurry, goes, hurry, goes, hurry, goes, hurry.
You spoke of a mental country. You spoke of a mental country.
Of course.
And mental government.
Yes.
And mental country.
Yes. The Yamaraj is there.
Mm.
Even beyond this body, there is a person, there is a government, and there is judgment, and the Swarga Narak arrangement. That is all reality. That is all reality. And in a good dream, I feel pleasure. In a bad dream, I feel pain. So, when that mental body beyond this, out of this body, there also, in that plane, he can feel pain and the pleasure, Swarga and the Naraka. Independent of this body, the pain and the pleasure experience is not impossible, it is there, possibly there. The suffering and enjoying, it is there, in the material. In a dream body, we also enjoy this material pain and pleasure relating to this material achievement or loss, related to this material experience. And that is of different type and different plane, Mahajana Tapa, engaged in good. Without this body, that mental body in its plane, like Bhur Bhuva Samaha, as I wanted in the temple to exhibit. In Supmadeha, different planes of life, different engagement, and up to Satya Loka, this material relativity. Fine, fine, more fine, more fine in this way. But material relativity. Then Viraja, material connection gone. In Brahmalok, the connection of the other state peeping, awakening, and then entrance in that land comes with the help of dedicating agents and dedicating tendency. We can come at the door of another country, spiritual, final. And this way, and that is according to Ras Anandam, the classification, degradation there. Rasu Vaisha, the gold is the medium of all printed coins. The value is of the paper is nothing, but the stamp is everything. The gold is the Ras Anandam. How much? The inner necessity for everyone is for Rasa Anandam. Sukham, happiness, ecstasy. And if one by robbing his gets pleasure, another by giving wholesale, standing on the, he also gets pleasure, but qualitative difference. So by giving, by abnegation, we thrive, we get more, maximum rasa in this way. By dedication, we get higher type, higher quality rasa. And we advance and advance, march on and on. Dedication, then spontaneous dedication in Braja, full of love around. By dedication we acquire the atmosphere, the country of love to live in. It is not non-scientific. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Goes, Hare, goes, Hare, goes, Hare. What's the time?
Quarter to ten.
Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar. Ek to jalda to tapan. Tapanaja. Ek to jalda, add glass. Come.
Does the living entity then come from the Brahma Jyoti?
Generally, you may think like that. Brahma Jyoti. That is the marginal position. Brahma Jyoti. Akkhara. In Gita, Dau Bhuto Sadguru, two kinds of creation.